This is the Eagle 98.1 Feel Good Friday, presented by HomeBet. Good for business, good for life.
For today's Feel Good Friday segment, I am going to bring in now the Executive Director of Alzheimer's Services of the Capital Area, Barbara Otten, to talk about a very special event coming up next weekend. Barbara, thanks for joining us on Eagle today.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
So tell us about the Walk to Remember. This is something I've been a part of for many, many, many years. Tell us about this year's and what it's for and what we can expect.
Well, the Walk is an annual event we have to create awareness around Alzheimer's disease that affects over 20,000 people in the capital area. So we want people to come out and enjoy the day, but walk in memory or in honor of a loved one who has or had the disease. And enjoy other families and get together and realize that this is a really devastating disease that affects so many people in our community that we want to recognize it and help those families who need our help.
And it's taking place November 6th from 8 a.m. to noon. And I understand our own Chris Elliott with Rocket Work is going to be the MC.
That's right. Looking forward to meeting him.
He's awesome. And this is an organization that's very close to his heart as well. So he stepped up to help out. But we're at a new location this year. And what else, you know, is going to be going on?
That's right. We're out at Blue Cross Blue Shield. And we are not doing the run this year. We're just doing the walk. And it's a one-mile fun walk. And then there will be what we call our memory market with vendors out there who have services related to those families who need services in caring for their loved ones. They can go around and pick up information and talk to professionals about different care services, as well as a children's village. And we will have free food and free drinks. We're really all about the caregivers this year. So we have some real special things for the caregivers to recognize them because it's a tough journey for them.
It is. And that's interesting that this is a good focus on that because there are so many aspects to helping families who are dealing with Alzheimer's in addition to the patients.
Right. With COVID, it just kind of exacerbated the situation because the caregivers, we call it a 36-hour day. It's like, you know, you're on 24/7. And with COVID, many of the caregivers were afraid to even let family members in the home because of the exposure. And so they really took on that 24/7 care very seriously and very stressfully. So this, now that things are easing up and we can be outside together, it's a great opportunity to come out and get some support and create some awareness.
Yep, and there's going to be live music.
Yes, Three Blind Mice.
Three Blind Mice performing, and a children's village?
Children's village with lots of fun activities. We've added a lot of new activities for children's village this year. So it's a family affair. Don't leave the kids at home. Bring them out. They'll have a good time.
Yeah. And we know the Walk to Remember isn't it the largest fundraising event that you guys have?
It's our largest awareness event, definitely. Sometimes it's the highest, sometimes it's low, you know, behind our memories lunch. It depends on a given year.
We bring a lot of people out for this one for sure.
That's right. Absolutely.
ALZBR.org is where you can get the details. We also have it on our events calendar at eagle981.com. The Alzheimer's Services of the Capital Area Walk to Remember, November 6th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Louisiana headquarters. Executive Director Barbara Otten, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Just that we appreciate the support from the community. We couldn't do what we do without them. And as much as this is an awareness event, it is also a fundraising event. So please go ahead and register, come out and get your t-shirts and walk with us and create some awareness.